Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Super producer Chris Larson has got a bang-up show lined up for us. Dan, you'll be answering your calls when you give us a jingle today to tell us what's on your mind.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
maybe it's the good old USA. USA. Bringing us in today to talk about the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle flying. Here's how you reach us today on the program. You can text me, 701-237-1590. We much prefer when you call, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd Mitchell is on the super important conference calls today. So it's Kevin and I today hard at it, back from a couple of days of rest and relaxation last week in sunny Florida, which was sunny until, I'm guessing, what was it, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday morning woke up and it was like monsoon season all of a sudden. Same thing they were dealing with up north there. It's a little weird, but nobody can complain. It's Florida after all. You're getting a little Florida like warm up at home, Kev, I understand?
Yeah. Close to 50 by Sunday.
And some talk of rain, so rain would be good.
Yeah.
On the program today, we're going to go back to Ukraine for a report from Bill Delzell, who has been reporting from there for us. He is a farmer from Ray, North Dakota, and he told me some interesting things over the weekend about what he was seeing there. You're not going to want to miss this. That's coming up bottom of next hour on the program. John Hinderacher will be here later this hour from the Center of the American Experiment. We're going to check in with our pal Scott Herman from Action Movers, all coming up on the program today. But lots of time to find out what's on your mind, too. And how do you like those gas prices, Kev? You like filling up your tank and needing a... the best joke out there right now is, I just got approved for my loan, I can buy a tank of gas.
Well, you know, Scotty, I think we can all agree that we don't mind paying more as long as the people of Ukraine... What's the reason we don't mind paying more? What is it? There's all kinds of them, I guess. So you're not supposed to worry about that. Just, you know, pay it and deal with it, and that's the deal.
Well, yesterday...
So, yeah. Yay!
Yesterday, Heidi Heitkamp, former senator from North Dakota, was on this week, normally with George Stephanopoulos, now I guess it's Jonathan Carl, or was yesterday. I can't keep track of these Sunday shows because they're all pretty much worthless now. But she has dusted off a new defense of the Biden administration. I want you to listen really closely to this and then tell me what your reaction to it is. Because I had to listen to it like five times to figure out if she really said what she said, which to me was outrageous. A couple of things in here that should concern you. But go ahead and roll this and then tell me your reaction on the program today. Roll.
You always blame the party in power. And you know, the administration wasn't aggressive enough, in my opinion, in pushing back on the red herrings. The red herrings, like, it's because you didn't build the Keystone XL pipeline. And I remind them one of the first things Donald Trump did was give the permit. And in 4 years, the pipeline didn't get built. Why not? Because it wasn't economical to build that pipeline in those price points. What they argue that this is because of inflation, runaway inflation. Who drove up inflation? We saw the CBO numbers this week. It was the Trump administration that overspent and drove up inflation. So if inflation in prices and housing and in gas is because of deficit spending, that's Trump's fault.
What?
And so the administration has not been nearly aggressive enough to explain what's actually going on.
Although, if you look at the numbers, inflation really started to rise almost exactly when Biden came in the White House.
Obviously, well, that argues my point, doesn't it?
But look at this chart on gas prices just since February. If you look at the, I mean, it is a It is a shocking increase that, you know, doesn't correspond.
Can I just say that is an artificially low price that you're starting from. And when you do inflation adjustment, this isn't the highest price we've had in the last 20 years. In fact, George Herb Walker Bush and under the George Bush administration, we had gas prices inflation adjusted over $5. But we're shocked because we got used to $2 gas.
Yes.
And that's the problem.
I also think it's worth recognizing, and there was a great Fox News piece from actually 2008 that noted that the president has markedly little control of what gas prices are. There is no big cheap gas button in the Oval Office. And if there were, somebody would have pushed it.
But it is always a political issue.
It always is. It's a massive political issue every single time.
Oh, the poor party in power. Getting blamed needlessly, and the Biden administration should have pushed back on this, and they haven't been forceful enough, and I don't know where to begin on that. My favorite is, you peasants have just gotten used to $2 gas. So this is really your sort of laziness in getting used to $2 gas. Isn't that a nice a whack across the side of the head for your Sunday morning, Kev? Isn't that beautiful?
We just got used to $2. Well, can we get used to that again? I mean, how is that some sort of an anomaly? You know what I mean?
You know,
like,
that
was only for a while. You shouldn't have gotten used to it. It should be here. What?
Unbelievable. How do you react to what you heard from Heidi Heitkamp? I don't see the political strategy here. Heidi is now leading something called One America. And the idea is to get away from this red, blue, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, and just be one America. This is kind of her thing. And she gets a zillion dollars from some shadowy groups to go out there and talk this way and try and educate the elected leaders of this country, Democrats mainly, because she's a former Democrat, in how to talk better towards rural issues, right, to talk about rural issues. So this is her quote-unquote job these days, and so this is what she's rolling out, that this is a red herring and it doesn't exist, and you just got used to $2 gas prices. It doesn't compute to me what the strategy here is, other than revealing a very low IQ, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. I guess what it is, if you had to guess politically, it's probably some sort of a suck-up to the Biden administration. Let me show you how you guys can better defend yourself here, and I'll go out and take a few arrows for you and, whatnot. But let's just break this down, and your reaction to it, welcome at 258-0550, 258-0550 today. This is former North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp revealing how she lost a Senate race by 11 points. Because, when Democrats go on shows like this and actually say what they mean rather than what they should say and what's been poll tested, this is what happens. This is a what are you thinking moment. Other than somebody in the White House is going, yeah, that Heidi Heitkamp, let's put her in there. Let's have her replace Kamala Harris. Let's, she's fighting for us, and that's the only thing I can think of. So one thing Democrats reveal about themselves when they speak like this is their lack of knowledge about business and the real world. So the Keystone XL pipeline being a prime example. Yes. The Trump administration reversed 8 years of the Biden administration. Where was Heidi in the Biden administration when, Obama, by the way, Obama administration, when she was a U.S. senator on the Keystone XL pipeline? So it's like, well, Trump put it in there and then nothing happened. Look, the environmental extremists were the reason Keystone XL pipeline didn't happen. And just because Trump says, yes, build it, it doesn't mean it happens like in a nanosecond.
Well, it didn't happen. They had 4 years. They should have had that done.
Right. It's just amazing. Yeah, I mean, you could say the same thing about the wall. But when you have a bureaucracy that fights every step of the way, these things don't just happen. Not to mention, what she ought to be doing is calling out the extreme environmental movement. They're the reason gas prices are where they are. And the canceling Keystone XL pipeline was a prime example of that. Now, you've never heard me jump up and down and say the Keystone XL pipeline is the greatest ever and we ought to do it. But it's symbolic of the way they think. It demonstrates exactly, I mean, Obama? No. Congress passed a law saying stop, we let this happen. I mean, fought it. Trump puts it on. Biden takes it right back off. This is just symbolic of how they think. I don't think that one project does anything. And if he had to pick two pipelines, or a pipeline to cancel out of the two that are probably the most important. He picked the least important one in Keystone XL because it takes Canadian oil down to the refineries. But it was 70,000 jobs. It was stupid. It was dumb. Okay. Then she actually said, and I heard this with my own ears, Kev. She said that the Trump administration overspent.
Yeah.
And because of their deficit spending, that's the reason we have inflation. I mean, again, do they really think we're that stupid? Do they really think we're that stupid?
Or are they that stupid?
Say that again?
As I heard a great quote last week, are they that stupid or do they think we're that stupid?
Yeah.
Because it's one or the other.
Because the spending in the Biden administration from day one, mind you, this was the group of folks who still are trying to ram through, I don't know, depending on how you score this, $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 trillion
yeah.
worth of spending in the Build Back Broke plan after they did trillions on day one without a single Republican vote, that then every economic expert will tell you was unnecessary and is what's brought us inflation right now. Can't make it up. And by the way, you just got used to gas prices. The hits keep on coming with Heidi. Tell me what you think more after this on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You always blame the party of power. The administration wasn't aggressive enough, in my opinion, in pushing back on the red herrings. The red herrings, like, it's because you didn't build the Keystone XL pipeline. And I remind them one of the first things Donald Trump did was give the permit. And in 4 years, the pipeline didn't get built. Why not? Because it wasn't economical to build that pipeline in those price points. What they argue that this is because of inflation, runaway inflation. Who drove up inflation? We saw the CBO numbers this week. It was the Trump administration that overspent and drove up inflation. So if inflation in prices and housing and in gas is because of deficit spending, that's Trump's fault. And so the administration has not been nearly aggressive enough to explain what's actually going on.
Although, if you look at the numbers, inflation really started to rise almost exactly when Biden came in the White House. Obviously,
well, that argues my point, doesn't it?
But look at this chart on gas prices just since February. If you look at the, I mean, it is a shocking increase that, you know, doesn't correspond.
Can I just say that is an artificially low price that you're starting from. And when you do inflation adjustment, this isn't the highest price we've had in the last 20 years. In fact, George Herb Walker Bush, and under the George Bush administration, we had gas prices inflation adjusted over $5. But we're shocked because we got used to $2 gas.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
I also think it's worth recognizing, and there was a great Fox News piece from
I can't listen to any more of this dribble.
It is it's dribble, and you know, the insensitivity to the fact that gas prices where they are raises the cost of everything, right? I mean, it just to transport goods, to fly somewhere, everything, and the flippant, you know, you just got used to it, you peasants.
You know, what got me in there was when he said, well, but yeah, the inflation literally started ticking up the day Biden took office. Well, that argues my point, doesn't it? Yeah, it does.
No, she's arguing that Trump caused it because it started day one. But again, where has it gone since? It didn't get better. It got way worse. Same thing on gas prices. Why?
And by the way, was the Keystone off on price points, or was it environmental?
Well, a couple things. Couple things. One,
it
doesn't happen overnight. The opposition didn't stop to it environmentally, but obviously the pandemic, you know, made conditions very different, right? So, you know, that is going, but TransCanada finally said enough already. You know, we're just going to pull this. We're going to pull this all together. We're done. But here is the great lie from Heidi Heitkamp here. If you don't think the Biden administration and their alliance with the extreme eco-terrorists aren't John Kerry style here, deploying their climate action religion. And that is things like, okay, federal leases. How many permits have been issued under the Biden administration on federal lands, Heidi? How many? And by the way, when you can't drill on federal lands, how much on private lands, for instance, in North Dakota, does that take off limits? All right? And then couple that with what they're trying to do regulation-wise, and then add in a pipeline canceled. You see a pattern here that doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. And the reason gas prices are low, which he's cheerleading, were because of American energy dominance. Don't forget, Donald Trump never was one to cheerlead the price of a barrel of oil going up. He liked it low. And that was simple economics, supply and demand. This is what is, to me, so offensive in what she's saying. You know, the Biden administration has explained it away enough. They should lie better, is what that is. Now, let me translate that. They should lie better about this and come up with these kabuki dance arguments about really Trump's overspending is the reason. You kidding me? 2580550. By the way, Fox is playing this from yesterday. It was this week with George Stephanopoulos, Jonathan Carl. That's who you're hearing in that clip. But Fox today is playing this on a loop because this is not going to age well for Heidi Heitkamp, I don't think at all. 2580550 is our number, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Let me make you hungry here before I go to some calls. How about sweet and sour chicken today? Sound good? Head north on I-29, Harwood exit, you got it. 12th Avenue and I-29, pulled pork's waiting for you. Chicken pot pie or chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue downtown. Fargo, pulled pork in Glendon, macaroni beef hot dish in Yulin, and Valley City off exit 292, scallop potatoes and ham. Let's go to Colm, North Dakota, and Tim for some wisdom today. What's on your mind, Tim?
Yeah, Scott, what Mrs. Heitkamp is peddling is only in Washington, D.C. And so she's preaching to the choir. She's not out in Fredonia, North Dakota, Mud Butte, South Dakota, or Grass Range, Montana, peddling this garbage. What we need is somebody who's a rural person, whether it's from South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, somebody that's an ex-politician just like her, and we send that person to Washington to preach the truth, not the garbage that she's peddling.
Yeah, that's a good point. Total bubble comment by her. Total bubble comment. Insensitive as all get out. And, you know, just poking the eye of people who are seeing those prices disrupt their economic, you know, bottom line business all over the place. And it's nothing new, I guess, Tim, right? Flyover countries, what Washington, D.C. thinks of the areas you've just described. But thankfully, we know better. But
I've got liberal cousins in the big cities down in Arizona on the West Coast, and they believe this stuff. They do. They don't believe what Lynn Helms said last week about what's happening with oil production in North Dakota. They just don't. And now we got Heidi from North Dakota saying the same stuff. It's all lies.
Tim, I agree with you, and I don't think we're going to take this lightly. We shouldn't. Philip in Fargo, you're next on What's Up in Your Mind. Go ahead, Phil.
Morning, Scott. Now, I've listened to you for, I got 20 years. The thing about the Heitkamps know me, and they don't engage in me. I'm from Hankinson. I got some land down there, and I know the Heitkamps. It's all part of when you heard, you don't give Heidi any oxygen. If you give a politician oxygen and time and airspace, what I talk to people is about solve the problem and don't complain about it. And the people like Heidi and Joel and those ilk, all they want to do is take advantage of people and agitate them into a position. The same thing goes, I'm an old combat vet. We have no business anything in Ukraine, in my opinion. Let the communists fight the puppet communists. I don't trust Zelensky, but it's interesting how you see how people are manipulated. The number one group I'm upset on is the Chamber of Commerce. They come out forcefully, but they won't. They've done this for 30 years, Scott, is that they just play along with the politicians as they go, and they don't hold their feet to the fire when they get into office.
Phil, thanks for the call and the comment. Texter says today's the 85th birthday of KSJB Radio, little brother, I guess, to WDAY at 100 and K-Fire at 98. But McCoy Ministries on KSJB is the oldest continuous running radio program in North Dakota, 85 years. How about that? Pretty cool. More after this.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia needs help with its invasion of Ukraine and is asking China. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Monday morning says Russia could be at a tipping point if America stays strong.
If we could reverse course and actually send the fighters in, that would be a morale booster for the Ukrainians, and it would hurt Putin because it shows that we're determined to stay in this fight.
President Trump hasn't said for sure if he will run in 2024, but he's doing a lot of teasing about it. He held a rally Saturday in Florence, South Carolina.
Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world.
Five people experiencing homelessness were shot, two of which were killed in a number of attacks in D.C. and New York City that police say were committed by the same suspect. They are encouraging people who are homeless to seek shelters for their safety. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Stop giving your hard-earned money to people who have completely polar opposite views. You're fueling the club that they use on you. Think about that. And the bigger the cell phone companies are, the bigger the size club. And just you can very easily find all this information. Patriot Mobile, America's first Christian wireless company. They are proudly conservatives. They give to veterans causes, first responders, all kinds of Christian coalitions. They put their money where their mouth is. And they also have discounts for veterans and first responders as well. If you go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or give them a call, you'll find everything you need to do. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Tell them Scott sent you. And they'll walk you through, make it very easy. They have an all U.S.-based customer service plan. The Hendon family switched. It's so easy, you can't even believe it. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment in a moment here, still getting reaction to Heidi Heitkamp's comments that, you know, we just got used to $2 gas. Come on, suck it up, people. And this was all Trump's fault from the overspending, too. Gary in Rutland, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Corey.
Oh, Corey. Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, I mean, essentially the pipeline was what? It didn't really have much bearing on the oil prices. Really, it's just Biden taking most of the U.S. oil off the market, right?
Yeah, I think the Keystone XL pipeline was more symbolic than anything of sort of bowing at the altar of the extreme environmentalists and going back to the Obama administration. And by the way, even when Trump put the permit, finally allowed the permit to happen, it's still tied up in court. And there obviously was a significant price disruption that we're building back out of from COVID as well. So I think the danger, here's my view, and this is where Heidi Heitkamp is so wrong. The price of gas, she's saying, oh, we just got used to $2 gas, and this isn't any big deal, and the low price was artificial, so it looks high now. It was the policies of the Biden administration, by design, for their green constituency to say, no pipeline, no federal lands, more regulation. They've just made everything more difficult. They took American energy dominance and said, whoa, to achieve their means. But you're right. The pipeline was one cog in that wheel, but it's more, in my mind, a description of their viewpoint, their worldview that's playing out.
Yeah, I mean, gas price has been going up pretty much steady since he came in office because of his policies. And yes, there's been a spike because of the whole Russia-Ukraine thing, but who's to say that gas prices still wouldn't have kept going up just because we're buying all of our oil from overseas when we could be buying half of it, if not more, from our own country and not relying on other countries to get it.
Good point. And don't forget, Corey, they were encouraging bad actors. Now we've learned Venezuela, since the Russian conflict, the war on Ukraine, Venezuela, hey, can you pump more? I mean, they were begging OPEC to pump more. It's a third grader could figure this out. Corey, appreciate the call. John Hinderrock is here from the Center of the American Experiment. We're having an interesting conversation, John, about Heidi Heitkamp, former senator from North Dakota, who lost by 11 points, and now I guess we're finding out why, because she said over the weekend that, you know, we just got used to $2 gas, and the reason inflation is high is because Trump overspent. So all this was Trump's fault, and the Biden administration just doing a very poor job of explaining all this. Isn't that beautiful?
Well, you know, the Democrats can't keep their story straight. Don't know if you saw it, Scott, but Nancy Pelosi was out there a couple of days ago explaining that these trillions and trillions of dollars in new spending that the Democrats are doing are not inflationary. In fact, all of that spending is going to bring down the national debt. So I guess we have to introduce Heidi Heitkamp to Nancy Pelosi, because Nancy Pelosi says the more you spend, the lower the debt gets. I mean, these people, Scott, are in complete disarray.
Yeah, they sure are, and the poll numbers reflect that. Birds of a feather stick together with those two. Wow. It's really, from someone that is from an oil-producing state like North Dakota, that black and white has seen the results of the Biden administration, hit the industry square in the head. The whole extreme environmental movement, this ESG, the big target on the back of... when Elon Musk says, wait a minute, slow this train down, we need more... a fossil fuel development, you know the Democrats are out of touch and trying to grasp for every straw politically, I guess, right?
You know, Scott, right before I came on, you were talking about the Keystone Pipeline, among other things. And here's an important point. On the first day of his administration, Joe Biden canceled the permits for the Keystone Pipeline. What was the effect of that? Well, one effect of that is that people looked around and they said, uh-oh, who wants to invest in oil and gas development when the federal government is actively trying to destroy that industry? So that action had a significant impact on new oil and gas investment. And I'll give you just one more other example. It's oil, but it's also natural gas. It's all the fossil fuels. So in Texas right now, they are flaring natural gas. They're just burning it. It's going to waste. And why is that? Well, because they haven't got a pipeline to take that natural gas to where it can be used, developed. And why is that? Well, it's because the Biden administration has added a new level of bureaucracy to pipeline permitting, where now new pipelines have to be addressed in terms of global warming. So it's a great example of where the Green New Deal, the obsession with global warming, is blocking access to energy.
Same situation in North Dakota, by the way, and the incentive is to, from all the publicly traded companies, that if your flaring rates exceed, a certain amount, you're incentivized to drill less. You know, so it just is, it really is an amazing time where we're seeing these extreme green policies come back and bite us. And then when the price of gas spikes, we say, well, we just got used to cheap gas anyway. You can't.
In fact, I don't even understand that. You know, you're darn right we got used to cheap gas, and it was a great thing. Gasoline is a significant chunk. Energy is a significant chunk of the average person's budget, and cheap energy is good. Cheap energy is good for individuals. It's good for businesses. It's good for our economy. And for Heidi Heitkamp to say, oh, well, it was good. It was nice while it lasted, but hey, $7 gasoline, it's coming back again. I mean, that's just a crazy attitude to take.
I have been amused too. Governor Tim Walz in Minnesota, an example of this, and some of Democrats in Congress as well, to say, well, the solution here is to lower the gas tax. So I never argue with Democrats when they're trying to lower taxes, but it's amazing how they found that religion now, isn't it, John?
You know, it was just a couple of years ago when our governor, Tim Walz, was proposing a 70% increase in the gas tax. Think about that, a 70% increase in the gas tax. And our organization, the American Experiment, was instrumental in beating that back. It didn't happen. But I think it gives you some idea, Scott, when they do a 180 and they say, you know what, for a while, let's just stop collecting the federal gas tax. That tells you what deep, deep trouble they are in on the energy issue.
Yeah, and Minnesota would be, you know, ground zero, along with some other very liberal states related to the extreme environmental movement. Line 3, a prime example, and what happened there, and the Public Utility Commission down there is just about as left as you can get. It is interesting when the American public starts connecting those dots. And at a time like this, they are connecting those dots, aren't they, to say, wait a minute, maybe these policies aren't the best for my pocketbook. Isn't that what it's going to take to awaken people up to this extreme green agenda, John?
Well, it is, Scotty. We're seeing it in the polls. I mean, Americans aren't that stupid, right? They can remember a couple of years ago we had energy independence. A couple of years ago we had cheap gas and cheap natural gas, and all of a sudden those prices spike. You know, one good thing about this issue, Scott, is that the terrible effects of left-wing policies are seen quickly. A lot of the things they do, I mean, I'll just take one example among many, teaching critical race theory in the schools. That's a terrible policy, but its impact isn't going to be seen until years down the road when people look at our young people and they say, where did they get these crazy ideas? But one thing about energy, if you do the kinds of things the Biden administration has done, it doesn't take long at all for people to see the impact at the pump. Scott, I pumped my first ever $100 tank of gasoline last week. And when people see that, they get angry. And that's one good thing about this issue.
Cost of energy goes up. The cost of everything goes up. That's just basic, simple economics and math. And I think people are awakening to that. Heidi Heitkamp says the Biden administration just isn't doing a good enough job defending itself and explaining this. So good luck with that. What's job one for the Center of the American Experiment this week, John?
Well, job one is we have amped up even more our Give It Back campaign. Go to giveitbackmn.com. We are trying to get this now $9.3 billion projected budget surplus back in the hands of the taxpayers where it belongs, in the form of permanent tax cuts. And as you know, Scott, we got a big campaign going, radio, billboards, digital ads, videos, everything. And on April 23rd, which is a Saturday, we're going to have a big Give It Back rally on the steps of the state capitol in St. Paul. And Scott, you're invited. I'm springing you on this on the air because you haven't heard this before. But you are invited, if you're free and available, to be one of the speakers at this Give It Back rally on April 23rd.
It is on my calendar already because you mentioned that one of the previous times you were on. And I think it's time. You know, it's time for folks to get off the sidelines and get active here. And the Center of the American Experiment does a great job giving people information. And do you think politically this is something that they're going to have to look seriously at doing, John?
Well, our polling says it is. Only 28% of Minnesotans in our polling want to spend the surplus. By more than 2-1, Minnesotans say, don't spend it. You know, give it back. And there's different ways you can give it back. The best way is a permanent tax cut. And the reason, Scott, is if we spend this money in two more years, we'll spend it again with a percentage increase. The Democrats want to get it into the permanent budget. That's why this issue is so important.
And that's a little secret you need to pay attention to, too. AmericanExperiment.org. Support this great organization doing good work not only in Minnesota, but also now in North Dakota as well and across the USA. Thanks, John. Have a great day.
You too, Scott. Thanks.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this.
Mm-hmm.
Daynor next up.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough. Right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Great deals going right now. Some of their best deals ever, like 60% off the sheets. There's a whole host of items that are 50% off. It's a great time to buy. And remember, if you have a gift to purchase for a loved one, maybe it's an anniversary, maybe it's a birthday, going away gift for somebody, just think about that next gift you have to purchase. Say, what could I do that would be really special? They'll love it if they open up some great gift from MyPillow or even a gift card. And right now, any purchase at MyPillow.com, I'm going to put in your cart a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? Think about that. That's right. Could be yours. back on What's on Your Mind. Tell me. By the way, the telephone number, 800-506-9028 for MyPillow. You can also go online to MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott or our special number. Write this down. All your gift-giving needs right here. Ready? 800-506-9028. Texture says, all the left has now is deflection, projection, gaslighting, and openly lying right to your face. Heidi Heitkamp is no different. They know Biden is the worst American president in history. They also know the national media will never call them on lying, so they simply spew lies without reservation.
I concur.
Texture says, no, the Keystone Pipeline didn't get built during the Trump time in office due to the fact it was stuck in the court system. Heidi Heitkamp and other assorted tree-hugging moonbats keep trying to get it blocked. But, of course, they'll lie and blame Orange Man Bad. Texture says, Scott, don't forget what Vice President Harris said last week. The voters for Biden got exactly what they voted for. She said that, Kevin?
She did say that.
But that is our task. Our task is to show people that in many ways they got what they ordered. Right?
Right.
They said this is what they wanted.
Mm.
They stood in line. They took time from work. It was difficult. And a lot of what they demanded, they got.
Yeah.
And so let's get out there as we do and remind them of that. But that's our task.
You got what you wanted, though.
No, I can't hear it again.
High gas prices, inflation.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you want? Yeah, you got exactly what you voted for.
Yep. It's
another one of those inconvenient moments saying what they actually mean out loud. My favorite was the applause. It's sort of like, I guess I got to applaud.
Yeah, I wanted
these gas prices. I wanted the fumbling. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Gene and Breria. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Gene. Good morning.
Hey, I got a bunch of questions. The American experiment, and indeed it is an experiment, never before in the history of the world. But how long do we have to keep experimenting with this America thing until we absolutely ruin it? We know what works. And now in the old Biden administration, we're experimenting again. Now, question number one, how come you're the American experiment people. Natural gas pipelines in Texas, they're bad. They're bad. We can't have them. Okay, but CO2 pipelines, they're good. Can you enlighten me on that?
Yeah, but he is right. They now are adding, they're trying to add a carbon score to all pipelines, but to the extent that carbon capture pipelines would be taking carbon, in this case, the most recently announced project, obviously, from ethanol plants in other states to be captured and stored in North Dakota would probably have a better carbon score because they're in their mind reducing the carbon footprint, so they'd get a better score. But that's pipelines are the cheapest, safest way to transport anything. So none of them are bad, in my mind, Gene, but I take your point.
Four.
Pardon me?
What percent of CO2 is in the air right now, and what are they shooting for?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
What do you mean? We don't know. What was the level of CO2 during Noah's flood?
Have you got a chart handy?
No, I don't. Kent Hovind, he used to talk a lot about the flood, and he said the oxygen content was way up, way higher than it is now. Now, how do you get oxygen? That shouldn't be hard to answer. How do we get oxygen?
You grow stuff.
Exactly. And how do you grow stuff?
Carbon.
Exactly. What the hell are we doing here?
It's a kabuki dance. There's no doubt about it. And when you ask that question of the scientists, we last week
another
talked
to some question. No, thank you for your time. But another question. Where's the legislation behind this CO2 pipeline stuff?
Well, when you say where's the legislation, you're talking about the state? You're talking about federally? What do you mean?
Federally. We can't do stuff like this without legislation.
Well, I don't think that's the case. North Dakota, for instance, has incentivized a lot of research on this and poured a lot of dollars into it. It also has primacy, meaning the EPA doesn't get to say how to regulate it in North Dakota. So in this case, it didn't. Gene, appreciate the call, questions and welcome answers.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.